All right. Hello, world. So before I turn things back over to Carter for a word on CS50's resources, just had a question. Back in the US, we grew up with these books that had looked a little something like this. Do you know Waldo, sometimes called Wall-E? So the whole goal of these books, if you're unfamiliar, is they're hidden in this picture of like 1,000 people is just one Waldo or Wall-E who looks a little something like this. And I couldn't help but think of this when Max kindly exported one of our group photos from earlier, and I invite you to find yourself. So we will share this photo and so many others, as well as videos of everything this weekend in the coming days via email. But for now, allow me to turn things back over to CS50's own Carter.
Thank you. Okay, friends. It is with a sad heart that I say that in the next 2 hours, maybe perhaps you will go home, I will go home, and will not be here anymore, okay? Sad. But when you leave, you will not only have your duck, your shirt, your other swag, right? You also have so many resources to take with you to your own classrooms. And so today, I would like to help share with you some of those resources so you can know what they are. And as you need help along the way, you can always email us, reach out to your peers in this cohort to ask how you can use them, okay? So not to worry if this feels perhaps overwhelming or like a lot. We're just going to give you a taste of what you can actually use today, and again, we'll help you out with these resources along the way in the future as you use them. Okay, so let's just dive into things. And the first thing we'll talk about is CS50's curriculum. So you yourself have experienced this over the past 6 months. And again, this curriculum is entirely yours to use, to adopt, to adapt, whatever you'd like to do with it. It is yours to bring to your students. I want to show you just a few pieces of it that we found helpful when we're teaching CS50. Now, if we're thinking about how to use this curriculum, you want to keep in mind this URL right here, cs50.tf. If you have a phone with you or your friend has a laptop, you can open up this URL, cs50.tf, and you should see a page that looks a bit like this. Yes. Now notice on the left-hand side, you'll see several courses, but down below you'll see CS50X 2023. Now, this is your homepage. This is the place where you can find all the resources that are available to you as an educator to teach CS50. Yeah, round of applause for that. And in all honesty, the team has spent a lot of time on this. All of us from CS50 have spent a lot of time on these, so I really hope you enjoy them. And if you need improvements or anything you would like to improve on them, please reach out to us and let us know, okay? Now, let's look first at this page. You might see something like this. Give me a yes if so. Yes, okay. If not, look at someone next to you. And I want to break this down so you can understand what you can actually use from this page. This is, again, your toolkit to take with you to the classroom. The first piece here is really the curriculum. And along the way, you can actually build your own curriculum. As Margaret told us earlier, you don't have to use everything in CS50, but we hope you use at least some pieces, okay? Now, to find the curriculum, you can click on these two links right here. You can go to the CS50X homepage for an overview of CS50X, this course you've just taken, and you can also find all the lectures, the problems, the sections, and more. Now, to give you a taste of what we actually have inside this curriculum, we really have so much. One of these is, let's see if I scroll down here, one of these is going to be the course's lectures, of course. So again, if you want to just simply let David teach your students through YouTube, you can do that. You can simply play the lecture video back. You could also adapt it as Margaret did. You could even, if you like, maybe you want a particular section of the video, not the whole thing, the whole 3 hour thing. You could use this tool right here, video.csu.io. Video.csu.io. And through this tool, you can make snippets of just a video like this. Let's say I want just David talking about arrays. Well, I could make that for myself with this tool right here. And again, this is linked on that toolkit for you there to use if you'd like. One next resource, let's say you don't want your students to watch a full lecture. It's a long time to sit there on your computer screen, isn't it? So we could instead use the shorts, where the shorts are designed to be, well, short, and my colleague Doug Lloyd explains topics in more detail in another way for your students to actually understand. Again, these are all available to you on the website as well. And even maybe partial to these, we have the course's sections that we can also make available to you online. And these are filmed versions of the classes that Harvard students would go to after they watch lectures. They would go to David's lecture, and they would then go to a section led by myself or one of our teaching fellows, as we call them, or teaching assistants at Harvard. And that, again, is available to you as a teacher to either show to your students or to adopt and adapt as you'd like. Okay? Now, thinking still more about the curriculum, you might also know that we have several variations of the problems. We have problems for those who are feeling more comfortable, right? Problems for those who are feeling less comfortable, and even somewhat more recently, problems for those who are feeling least comfortable. Perhaps they're really not sure if computer science is for them. Our goal is to still invite them into the field and help them learn all that they can learn. So you have all those variations of problem sets available to you as well. Let's think too, what else we have. Now, this is all fine and good to have this curriculum, but a question now is, how do you take these and how do you use them in your classroom? Right? You have these online, but how do you take all this material and then teach it well? And we've tried to give you some resources to do just that, to take these resources and use them in your own classroom. How do we teach CS50? Well, one of these resources, if you look at these teaching resources down below, is going to be these lesson plans. So if I keep going here, let me find this. Lesson materials, you might see a link to. Now, these are the very same lesson plans that I would use at the college to teach those sections. And these are, again, freely available to you. They have both exercises for your students to use, as well as slides for you to use in your classroom if you'd like. And those slides in particular have had some notes added to them. So you take a look at this one here. Here, I've welcomed you to these slides to sort of use them in your own classroom. I've also left you some notes along the way to sort of tell you why we did something in a certain way. This is helpful to you, I hope, as you go off and decide what to teach your students. You can actually look at these slides and use some but not others, or combine them all together to adapt to your own classroom too. Okay. Now, with all that in mind, this is really the high-level overview of the curricular resources you have, as well as the teaching resources you have. And I encourage you to spend a lot of time on this website. Again, cs50.tf, which we'll email out to you so you can have it bookmarked on your own computer. Okay? Now the next step, not to get too far into it, is going to be our technology. So along the way, you've perhaps used a tool called Visual Studio Code. Give me a thumbs up if you used that tool. Yeah? Okay. And we hope you liked it. This, again, is a free cloud environment that you logged into to go ahead and write your code for CS50. You don't have to have a very powerful computer to use it, because Microsoft, GitHub have very graciously offered us their computers for us to use for free through this tool, right? And you can have your students log into those to actually code in the cloud. Now, you've seen this kind of environment before. And again, this is built on this technology of code spaces. But if you want to show this to your students, you can always go to this URL, code.cs50.io. And as long as your student has a GitHub account, they can log in and use the very same environment that you yourself used while you were taking the course. And so, particularly if you're not sure if your computers are new enough or fast enough, I would encourage you to use this environment here for your students. Okay? And let's see, some other final things to show you before we continue to our micro-teaching. Hearing some positive, hopefully positive things from micro-teaching. Two resources available to you as well. So you've likely used Check 50, and you've likely used Style 50. Yeah? So Check 50 is, again, a tool to test the correctness of your code. Does it work or does it not? Now, maybe not this year, maybe not even next year, but perhaps maybe in your third year or fourth year, you can actually write your very own checks for Check 50. If you have a problem in mind, you could write Python code to then run Check 50 with, and actually create your very own checks for students to use. And we have resources that tell you how to do that as well. Style 50 is helpful for students to use as they're coding. Let's say their brackets are in the wrong place, they've missed a semicolon here and there. Style 50 can tell them that, so they can actually go in and fix those as well. So these are not just tools for you to use as a student, but also tools for you to use as a teacher to help your students understand the correctness of their code and the style as well. Now, again, if this feels like a lot, it's because, well, really it is like a lot of resources, and you don't have to understand how to use everything today. It'll probably take you a year, maybe even two, which is totally okay, and it's designed to be that way. Now, to help you out, we do have a really nice CFTD community that you can join to ask questions, to receive answers to those questions, and so on. And so I want to just end this very brief overview with this resource here. This is our email list that you will get a link to join soon after. And this is the place where many of CFTD teachers can ask the questions they have while they're teaching. And you can then get a response, not just from us, but from other teachers of CS50 as well. Now, let me check the time here before micro-teaching. And we have just a few minutes here for a brief Q&A. This is an overview. What questions do you have on these resources? Yeah?
Can we distribute this material inside the web to another teachers that not following CS50, and how long we can access this material?
Yeah, so two great questions over here, which is, can you distribute these materials to another teacher who's not teaching CS50, yeah, following this? And also, how long do you have access to these resources? Is another question here. So the first question, can you distribute these to other teachers? Answer, absolutely yes. That's what it's designed to be for. The second question, how long do you have access to these resources? Well, as long as you want. As long as the internet works, you can get to this website, it'll be there. And not only that, but every year we really do try to update these resources for you so they become newer and better and improved over time. And again, if you want something that's better, feel free to email us or make it yourself, and we could add it to the website as well, okay? Other questions here, yeah?
How about
GradeScope? Yes, a good question about GradeScope. So you as students have been using GradeScope to submit your work, right? Now, that's a tool that we use at Harvard that, unlike what we make ourselves, isn't just freely available. So we may or may not be able to make that accessible as well. But the perk is we have many other tools we just use to submit and to collect work. So we'll follow up in the next few months to explain to you how you can use your own resources to collect and grade student work. It may or may not be GradeScope, but we'll certainly have tools for you to do that. Okay. Other questions? And there's certainly more time afterwards too. But seeing none right now, let me go ahead and turn it over to none other than Guy White for micro-teaching.